Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Spark.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them across the UK.
This story was told by Nebu.
At the Brixton Ritzy.
When the theme was public humiliation.
Good evening. Oh, there's my voice. Cool. So this happened to me about 2 months ago. So I was very much in love with this girl. We'd been going out quite a while. She was my first everything. I really liked her. She's great. And we broke up in April. And, you know, it took me a while to get over it, but I got through it. And then 2 months ago, she messaged me out of nowhere and said, "Hey, do you want to get a drink with me?" And I went, "You know what? Yes, I do. I'm not doing anything tonight." And, you know, I tried my best not to go into it with any expectations, but I did. I totally did. I was very hopeful. And surprisingly, it went really well for me so far. You know, we had a couple of drinks. I tried not to be overly flirty, but I was doing a few things, you know, giving eye contact, direct eye contact, you know, all the subtle little things. And then we went outside to have a cigarette. And she says, "You know, cut the shit. What's going on here? You know, what do you want out of this? What's happening?" And I thought, you know what? I'm going to be honest. I said, "Do you want to make out with me?" And she wanted to, surprisingly again. I was like, wow, this is okay. I was not expecting this. I'm not usually that confident or outgoing, but, you know, it was working for me. And then, you know, we end up on a bus back to her place. And again, I'm really on cloud nine. I'm like, wow, this is going so good. I'm like the most confident I've ever been in my life. And then she asked me two questions. The first one really took me by surprise. She says, "What's it like being black?" And I'm going to be honest with you, I've never really had anyone ask me this before. I was definitely stumped. I didn't know what to say. And it was very clear that she was trying to say something else, but was testing the waters. And I was like, I don't know. Because we weren't talking about like stop and search or gentrification or anything. Like, there was nothing that I had no indication this was going to take this turn. And then she says, ask me the question she wanted to ask me, which was, "What's it like being black and having a small penis?" Yeah. And I paused because I had to, this was a very crucial moment here, you know. Because what do you say to that? And to be honest, I just laughed because I thought it was hilarious. But then I laughed, you know, we were really drunk. So she said it really loudly. And I wasn't really paying attention. I laughed out loud. And then I realized there were people sitting there and there and there. And they obviously heard because the guy across smirked. And the guy there kind of went like that, you know, like a little double take. And I'm just like, oh. And, you know, again, but like, it was really funny. Like, I just had to come down on the fact that it was succinct. You know, it was punchy to the point. Like, you kind of just have to say, "You know what, mate? That was a good one." It was, and she got me good. And to be fair, like, I really, seriously now, like, I found it hilarious. And again, like, I'm totally fine with it. Like, I kind of look at things like, hey, whether you're going bald or you have a small penis, just accept it, you know? Tell a room full of people you've never met before and your three best friends. Hey, guys. yeah, like, just, you know, because, like, I mean, it doesn't matter, does it? I mean, I don't know. You tell me. Thank you.
That was Nebu.
Next up, Holly.
with another story about public humiliation.
Okay, so in 2011, I got dumped and it was a really bad dumping. I was in hospital and I'd had my appendix out and that's when my boyfriend cheated on me. So it was a really, really sad thing to get over. And yeah, I guess this story starts when I was visiting my friend at her uni and I was on the rebound. And don't like deny that you've never been doing this yourself. So I was looking around the club and I was thinking there must be somebody here who is my knight in shining armor and he's going to be the next guy that I meet. And I'd had quite a few drinks. I was listening to some really shitty Taylor Swift song. And I saw him and I walked over and we started talking. And I don't know if any of you else are into Richard Curtis films, but I kind of just painted this amazing picture of how our romance was going to start. So he got my number and we were texting. I went back to my uni, which was hundreds of miles away, and we were texting for a few months. And then he said, I'm going to come and visit you. So it was all really exciting. And I have to say, this isn't great on my part, but I basically invited him down so that my ex-boyfriend would bump into us walking around the campus. And anyway, that didn't happen. So I went on this date with this guy and it actually seemed quite quickly apparent that I wasn't really that into him. But onwards and upwards, moving on, we went out for dinner and then he ended up staying at mine and it wasn't a night of passion. It was quite disappointing. And I just wanted him to go. And I think I realized like when we had spent the night together that it was just a huge mistake and it was just me trying to move on too quickly. So I then sort of went to sleep silently crying to myself and he thought, oh, that was great. The next morning I said, I'm really sorry, I've got a lecture at 8. And he was like, but it's 7. And I was like, I know, but you've got to go. I need to get ready for uni. And he said, but you said you had no lectures today. I was like, well, I definitely have one now. So he literally left. And my housemates found it really funny because he left so quickly that he left his coat. I'm looking back at this and I'm definitely not coming across in a great light. And I really regret it. This was quite a long time ago. So anyway, he left and my housemates found it really funny because his name was sewn in his coat. So he's obviously had it for ages. Anyway, I never thought I was going to see him again. So we always talked about Mr. Coat. So that's how he was always referred to. Quite a few years later, a couple of boyfriends later, and I start my new job. And you can see where this is going. So on my first day, I meet my new manager. And he's kind of doing introductions and he's saying, so there's about 200 of us in the company. We all sit on this floor and it's this kind of big line of tables. It's this tech company. And he went, so let's go and meet the team. So we've got a few sort of people that we report into. And this guy was one of them. So I hadn't seen him since the morning that he wasn't able to take his coat as he left the house. And I saw him and it was just so, so awkward and uncomfortable. And at the moment, it's kind of not a public humiliation because no one else knew about this. And so I made the mistake of telling my friend who worked at the company. And she told people. She told people the details that I told her, which I shouldn't have told her. And he decided to get his own back. So he then told his own version of the story, which was not true. So I felt I was literally in my first week. Everybody knew too much about me when I was 19. And it was just really awkward and uncomfortable. And I don't know what happened to his coat, but I hope he doesn't get it back.
Thanks for listening to Spark True Stories. If you fancy coming and telling a story at Spark or simply having a watch, you can find us monthly at the Brixton Ritzy in London or our brand new night at the Waverley Bar in Edinburgh. Info on all upcoming events can be found at stories.co.uk. On Twitter, we are at Spark True Story, and on Facebook, we are Spark True Stories. And while you're at it, why not be a hero and like and subscribe to this podcast? Thank you. It really does help.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.